AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House Oversight Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress over their refusal to comply with subpoenas for documents related to the decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. President Trump talked about it earlier at the White House.
I think when you have a census and you're not allowed to talk about whether or not somebody's a citizen or not, that doesn't sound so good to me.
There was some action in the House and the Senate today connected to the Russia investigation. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he's been unable to get more information about the Bureau's counterintelligence investigation of Russian 2016 election interference, and he's threatening to subpoena FBI Director Chris Wray to get it. Separately on Capitol Hill, Donald Trump Jr. met with the Senate Intelligence Committee after the GOP-led panel subpoenaed him to talk about answers he gave 2 years ago about a Trump real estate project in Moscow, among other things. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen had contradicted Trump Jr.'s earlier testimony, but he stands by it.
There was nothing to change.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump met with the president of Poland at the White House today. He announced 1,000 U.S. troops will be moved from elsewhere in Europe to Poland. The chief prosecutor in the Dominican Republic says five people, including the alleged gunman, have been detained in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz. They're still looking for a sixth person. Ortiz is now in intensive care at a hospital in Boston. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill to expand abortion protections in his state.
Today, we proudly proclaim that in this state, we trust women.
The law establishes abortion as a fundamental right for women in Illinois. Republicans strongly objected. On Wall Street, the Dow finished down 43 points. This is AP Radio News. A man in Sweden has been acquitted of preparing an attack in Stockholm on behalf of the Islamic State group.
David Idrisson had previously been sentenced to 7 years in jail for having gathered over 1,000 pounds of chemicals and knives, gas masks and military equipment. The Uzbek national also had photos of potential targets in Stockholm on his phone. Now a judge in Stockholm says there is not sufficient evidence against Idrisson and two others that they were planning terrorist offences. The two other defendants had already been acquitted in the case. The court, however, has upheld guilty verdicts and prison sentences of between 4 and 6 months against all three for financing Islamic State. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Maine legalized medically assisted suicide today, becoming the eighth state to allow terminally ill people to end their lives with prescribed medications. Governor Janet Mills signed the bill today. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.